Welcome to Chapter 5 in Doing Ethics in Media, Theories and Practical Applications. When we ask who wins and who loses, the goal is to have you think about your loyalties. Loyalty is a big deal. We talk about it, we expect it, we even have songs about it. If you're from Illinois, you might recognize this as the Illinois Loyalty March, this version in public domain from 1916. As we discussed in Chapter 4, people with high levels of moral development are much more likely to identify all the stakeholders who may be affected by decisions. They're also more likely to have empathy with these stakeholders, too. In Chapter 5, we move this consideration to others to a different level. We ask you to think about the moral implications of deciding which people or groups deserve your respect, your allegiance, your loyalty. We know that everyone deserves our respect, but not everyone deserves our equal loyalty. And in many decisions, some people and groups will be happier with your decisions than others. So the question becomes, who deserves our loyalty? And when is it morally right to shift those loyalties? We start this discussion by separating values from loyalty. When we talk about values, we're talking about our obligations to what? When we talk about loyalty, we're talking about our obligation to whom? And we remind you that loyalty is not always a good thing. Blind loyalty can interfere with more important ethical considerations. In every class I teach, I remind students that when people want you to do the right thing, they will ask for your integrity. When they want you to do the wrong thing, they demand your loyalty. In this chapter, we remind you that while loyalty is important, we shouldn't be blinded to competing moral claims. And while loyalty is important, it's more important to be good, that you've got to make tough choices when your loyalty may lead you to compromise your ethical standards.